Okay, Daphne Zion based the Mishnah. Ain Moidid in El Bechevel Shal Munama. We're now going to describe the shoot to measure 2,000 amas around the city. So we're going to make this measurement. How do we make measurements? So it's not like today we have high tech, who knows what, surveillance, and who knows what. There's old, ultra high tech, cutting edge technology to make measurements. But in those times, the way they made measurements was with ropes. So you go to the factory, you have a rope that's 50 amas. 50 amas is somewhere between 75 and 100 feet. And he does keep on doing this multiple times until you reach the shear of 2,000 amas. So how large are the ropes? The ropes are 50 amas in length. And the Gemara will explain if it's too short, if it's less. Now these ropes are not like, I guess, today's ropes, so they're very tight. These ropes were made from, we'll see, was made from material from bast, which grows on the in between the bark and the in part, the wood, the trunk of a tree. There's a material which is pretty much as hard, but if you press, if you stretch it too much, it expands. So there's a danger of using, if pulling the rope too tight. If you pull the rope too much, the rope will expand to more than 50 amos. If you start out with a rope that's exactly 50 amos, and you pull it, or any rope for that matter, lav dafka 50 amos, any rope, and you pull the rope a little bit too tight, it might turn out that it's 51 amos, 52 amos, because this material that was used in time of Chazal for ropes was expandable. It was like a it was like what we would call a plastic. It expanded. So therefore, we don't want you to pull the rope too tight, but also we don't want the rope to sag. If you stand at a distance that's too great, you may not pull the rope tight enough, and it will sag. And really, you are shortchanging yourself. Really, it's you can walk more than 50 amos, but you missed more than 2,000 amos. So you mistake the real measurement that you're making is less than 2,000 amos because the rope ends. But if you would have pulled the rope tighter, you would realize that you have another few amos. So what is the balance for the proper size of a rope where to make a measurement? So the Mishnah says the proper balance is 50 amos. It's exactly 50 amos. That's a perfect size. We're not concerned you're going to stretch it because it's taut. 50 amos, you don't feel any pressure. And more than 50 amos, and you're not going to let it sag. If it's exactly 50 amos, it's only 75 feet, so it's not going to sag. You can hold it tight at one end, and your friend on the other end will hold it tight, and you'll get a precise measurement of 50 amos. That's the model of strength. So, in my dinel b'chelo shol nonama, in the lay pachos, not less, v'lo yoyse. Next, v'lo yimdoid ele k'neged libay. We don't want you holding it against your heart, and your friend holding it by his feet, or you by your shoulder, and he by his ankles. We want there to be level. And the way it's level, we're assuming both people who are part of the measurement are the same height, or approximately the same height. We're not dealing with a midget and a giant, they're the same height. And you both hold it opposite your heart, shoulders length, I guess like your arms length, whatever it is, near your heart. And that will be a proper measurement, because if you go on an angle from shoulder length to the feet, then obviously you're going to slope down. Next, okay, now we come to some cases. Okay, unfortunately, I don't have all the pictures, so I'll try to illustrate as best as we can. How you might date? If you measure the Yigil Lagai and you reach a valley, Oilagoder. Mavliyai, so here we're giving you a bonus. And we're going to see in the Gemara that these measurements of 2,000 amas are only midirabhanan. There's not, the din of Tchumin is a din midirabhanan. It could be that the Gemara is going to present the Shita of Rabbi Akiva that they're really Yud Beis Mil is deraisa, but 2,000 amos is a din midirabhanan. Therefore, Chazal were very generous in how you can count 2,000 amos. It could very well be that when you're walking, as you're actually traveling, you're traveling more than 2,000 amos. And Chazal say it's okay because the way we calculate 2,000 amos is lekula, not luchum. So here's the first example. Let's say there's a valley. When you go to the valley, you have to go down. You slope down. You come back up. The slope of going down is also distance. If you're driving, you know that it's part of the odometer. It adds up. If you were to go, you go down the slope and you go up the slope, it also counts. But if you measure from surface to surface, like surface to surface, then it's shorter. because you're not taking into account the slope going down and the slope going up. You're just going to measure from surface to surface on the top of the ground to the other side. So that's a bonus, because really in truth it can vary. If you go from one end to the other and it's 50 amos, but if you would count the slope going down and going up, it would be 60 amos or more. So the rule of thumb is, the Mishnah says, if you have the ability to take your rope that's exactly 50 amos and put one end on one side and the other end on the other side, that's it. You win. You get a bonus, and everything that's in that ditch, even though if you on Shabbos, when you go for your Shabbos walk, you will walk down and come up, and you really will be traveling with your feet more than 50 amos, it's okay. In Halacha, we only consider that gap to be a 50 amma distance. It's called Mavliya. We swallow it up. The extra 10, 20, 30 amos that's in that slope is swallowed in the span of 50 amos from end to end, because the rope goes from surface to surface, so less than 50 amos. And that's only because this is a din derabbanan. Tchum is din derabbanan. If Chazal will lean in this matter. But of course, if the distance from end to end is more than 50 amos, no such, then, okay, then we have other options. Now let's see what we're going to do now. We're going to be lenient, but we have to have a more sophisticated technique to make the calculation. So first halacha is mavliyoi, you swallow it up. The choizer limidasoi. Now, one thing I left out, olagoder. I just swallowed the words. A guy is a valley where you go down. A goder in this context is misleading. Goder normally means a fence, which means you have a wall. So it doesn't really make sense here. So Rashi explains it means there's a pile of rubble. It's not a fence that's standing straight up, a wall. The wall has collapsed. Now you just walk over it. It's not any longer an impediment. You just, the wall, it's a heap of rubble, and you basically, you walk over it, and you come down on the other side. So again, there's a slope. What you basically were to do is you take two poles, very tall poles. Let's say the slope is, let's say 5 amos tall. So you just take a pole, and you tie the rope to one end of the pole, and you take another pole and you tie the other end of the rope, and the two people stand on both sides, and that way they figure out their mavliya, they swallow up exactly from end to end 50 amos on the rope on top. Even though when you actually walk, you're walking on top of this rubble, you're going up and you're going down, which would be a real distance as far as your feet are concerned, of more than 50 amos. So the point we're making over here is mavliyoi mi, a goder means a pile of rubble. And the way you swallow up the pile of rubble is by putting the rope, tying the two ends of the rope, the two poles, and standing on two sides and stretching the two poles, and therefore you gain 50 amos from one end to the other, even though really the truth is it's more than 50 amos.
You could say that by any mountain.
Yes, any mountain, correct. But a mountain, typically you're not going to be able to do this by a mountain, because a mountain is so big, you're not going to be able to take two poles and go on one side of the mountain, because you're not going to find poles. So then we need to come on to other techniques, which we're going to discuss in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to discuss all different scenarios. But right now we're discussing these two simplest cases, so we're going step by step. The two simplest cases are, we have a ditch that is less than 50 amos, or a mound, whether it's a mound from earth or a mound from stone, that's and from end to end it's less than 50 amos. So these can be swallowed up with the ends of the rope, even though when you walk upon these things, you would really travel more than 50 amos. Mavliya v'chayze limidos. Now we go higia lahar. Okay, so now we come to a new halacha. You come now to a mountain. Okay, so mountain is more complex. Mavliya v'chayze limidos. So same thing, you swallow it up, and you return back to your measurement. Now we'll start with this in a moment. Uvad. Now this means something entirely different. This means, let me try to illustrate here with this Gemara. Okay, here we have this Gemara. So let's say for example, this Gemara is the mountain. Okay, this Gemara is the mountain. My city is over here. Okay, I'll take this little machine over here. Okay, this is the city. So we have to measure 2,000 amos. So I start measuring, and now I come, let's say, 500 amas in. And now starts this nice red Gemara. Okay, we have a mountain. I cannot, now this, if I'm going to count the slope, and this Gemara, let's make believe this Gemara, let's say, is 300 amas, for argument's sake. My rope is not going to be able to go from end to end. Right? Because the rope is only 50 amas. So what am I going to do? I come here, the mountain goes up. If I'm going to follow the mountain and go up, it's a slope, it's a very steep slope, I'm going to lose space. If I'm going to count the mountain, then if I go up over the entire mountain, let's say it's going to be 500 amas. But if I were to measure from end to end, it'd only be 300 amas. Okay, make believe here, here's the city. Make believe this little teeny city, right? So if I go straight and count my steps and go up the mountain, down the mountain, the entire span of the mountain going up and down would be 500 amas, for argument's sake. But if I were to count the mountain from the ends of the mountain along the level ground over here and over here, it would only be 300 amas. So of course you would want to cheat. You would want to gain an additional 200 amas of walking on Shabbos by making believe we chopped off the mountain and the mountain was a flat piece of land. So the Mishnah says, go right ahead, you can do that. But how are you going to do that? The way you come to the mountain, you're not going to be able to take ropes anymore because the mountain is 300 amas. If the whole mountain was 50 amos or less, then you can take the ropes in two ends and do it. But since the mountain is very large, it's 500 amas, so you can't do that. You can't 300 amas, you can't do that. So simple solution. Just go calculate, go down. Right, just if the mountain, let's say, is 200 amas, so just travel down this direction 200 amas, down south or up north, and then calculate with your rope 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, until you get to the end of the mountain, and then the choizer lemidasai. Return to where you started from. Because on Shabbos, remember, on Shabbos, where are you walking? You're walking straight. On Shabbos, when you want to travel over here, you're not walking around. You're walking straight. You're walking over the mountain. So you want to put down, you have to mark the tchum over here where the tchum ends. So you don't want to go and count the tchum by walking on top of the mountain and coming down the mountain, because that's going to take up too many amas. So you're going to travel down south and make your calculation, and then when you finish your calculation, we want you to return where you've come from, back over here, and then continue on your merry way until you reach your 2,000 amas. Is that clear?
Yeah, but why don't we say that we take more than one of these ropes, and we tie them together?
So the Gemara is going to explain, because if the rope is larger than 50 amas, it's going to sag. It's going to sag. No, if you pull it tight, then it's going to rip. It's not going to work. You have to realize in ancient times it wasn't so simple. Today you just say, what's the big deal? You go online, Google Maps, and you figure out exactly the measurements. They have all these sophisticated techniques that you can do today. It's Marvel Harayan. Satellite images, what you can do. But we don't do them. The time of Chazal, this way, it was that. I was wondering, like, Mashiach Mitzvah will come, maybe even. And the Tchumen, they have all this ultra high tech. I'm willing to bet they're going to do it the old way, old fashioned way. There must be something to it. There must be something, some other Indian. There must be an Indian in measuring with ropes of 50 amas. It has to be. Chazal, has to have Munas Chachamim. Okay, but here we go. We're going over here. Now, here is the interesting Shaila. Okay, it's a fascinating Shaila. Let's say this mountain, okay, the same situation, but it's very, very long. And the only way, now remember, you have to remember, when you have the city, here's my little city, I can go 2,000 amas in all four directions. In this direction, in this direction, in this direction, that direction. And when I want to go measure this city, the mountain is in the way. It goes all the way up. If I were to go up and down, it would be 500 amas. But if I were to go from end to end along the flat surface, it would only be 300 amas. So we learned that go right ahead. You're allowed to go. You don't have to go measure over the mountain. Just move down along the side of the mountain, find a flat area, and measure from there to there. But here's the danger. If when you're going to go find the flat area, you're going to travel more than 2,000 amos in my example, south, you're leaving the tchum in order to figure out what the tchum will be in this direction. You're leaving, therefore.
You're not measuring on Shabbat, you're measuring it during the week.
That's right, you're measuring it during the week. That's 100% correct. But this Rashi, the Gemara says, is Maris Ayin. When people in the community see that you are the official, everyone knows this is your Parnassa, you are the official surveyors of the city. When they see you standing over here and measuring the mountain, they're automatically going to assume that the part that you're measuring is within the tchum. But that's not true. You can go 2,000 amas in four directions. You want to figure out 2,000 amas this direction. Okay, so we're going over here, we're going in this direction, going forward. Going this direction, problem is you got a mountain. So to get around the mountain, you're going to go down in the other direction to find the part of the land where there's no mountain. You can measure how much the land would be on the bottom. But by going so far down, the mountain is so long and wide, the first place where you can find the section that's flat is already outside the tchum of the other direction. That you can't do. Because since it's a procedure, it's a ceremony, there's a lot of it's a big deal to make this measurement. People are going to take note of what you're doing, and they're going to think, oh no, they're going to think that's part of the tchum, because what are you doing there? In that instance, you're stuck. You have no way of measuring the mountain by going to a part that's flat. You have no choice but to measure the mountain in an area that you're going to lose space. You're going to have to go on top unless you have an area over here on the other side. But if the mountain is so long, goes all the way up and all the way down, and you can't find a place where you can penetrate on a flat piece of land to save yourself the slope of going down, it's too bad. It's too bad. There's no solution. You have no choice but to count the slope going up and down on the mountain and lose the 200 amas.
What can we figure out that is your computer?
So the Gemara is saying that in this time, Chazal is asking very good questions. You would say that today we have all these modern techniques, right? Today we have incredible technology we can do. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I guess in the Torah, you have to understand this is a concept. I hear the question I once heard, I remember hearing, is that Chazal made these rules for the average man. Not every community in the world had mathematicians, had people who had degrees in surveying. It's an art. It's not. It's a lot harder than it seems. Okay.
But today it would still be Maris Ayin?
I don't know. It's a very good question because today there's such. We live in the, we'll call the global village, because due to technology, you can travel to any part of the world within a few hours, and everyone is all news travels in an instant. So how would this translate into modern day
Tchumen? I don't know. If it's Chutz HaTchum, then you can measure, then you can't use it. But if it's in the Tchum, then you could. But today, we don't need to go to Chutz HaTchum. We could take and measure the mountain and figure out how much it is.
So what, they couldn't do that in those days either? I do not know the answer to the question. It's a very difficult question. How this would translate into halacha l'maaseh b'zman hazeh? Because there's so.
Let's say then that the guy didn't.
It seems not. It seems then Maris Ayin, the mission is very clear. The end, it doesn't make a difference. Then let's say you have a book. Let's say you have your purse that's mamash a mumcha, and he can go and he can figure out for you the mountain exactly where the tchum without walking outside. It appears not. Since the way you measure was with ropes, and this is the standard for everyone, we don't make any exceptions, leplug, because once you make an exception for one person, all of a sudden it'll be a churban. Today everyone is an exception, because to everyone today, this, the technology is widespread. It's a whole different world today. But then, Tanakh Chazal, and you can't go tell me that there's one mumcha, he's going to fix the whole world. It's not true. You're not going to have a mumcha in every single city to go make a takana. So it has to be a standard for everyone. And this is something that is very simple. Every single city, every single community, no matter how small or large they are, they can take up a 50 amas and follow these very simple rules. And those rules are, if you have a mountain, and the mountain is in the way, so you just go to the side of the mountain. If the side of the mountain is already 2,000 amas down, and you're going to have to go make the measurements, and the people are going to see making the measurements over there, they're going to assume that's part of the tchum. That's Maris Ayin. Then you can't do that. You have no choice but to follow the mountain on the mountain itself, even though you're going to, in our example, lose 200 amas of space. Okay, let's go weiter.
Today, you're not going to have to see.
I know, that's what we're asking. I don't know, you're right.
Because we don't even have the issue of the 50 amma rope.
I hear what you're saying, exactly. I don't. I know we have all the technology, and every part of the mission has changed. Every single aspect. You are correct, 100% correct. How will that translate bizman hazeh into measuring these tchumim? I don't know the answer. I hear what you're saying. I hear fully appreciate the question. They asked the question. It's a complicated issue. I'm sure you're going to find different variety of answers in this matter. Halacha doesn't change. Technology changes. Halacha doesn't change. Halacha remains that the way the Torah was given by Har Sinai is the way we follow halacha today. The classic example from the Chazon Ish is treifos. Treifos, a hole, a sirch on the lung, glat kosher, a kosher, glat, they say safe glat. So bizman hazeh, is an animal going to die because of a sirch on the lung? Certainly not. It's not going to die. And other way, they do these medical procedures, they can make holes in the stomachs and all these things, which prolongs the life of the animal. What's the halacha? It's a treifa. A hole is a hole, a treifa. Why? Because by Matan Torah, a hole in the lung was fatal. Nishtana hateva, animals developed an immunity to these conditions. So what? The halacha that was given by Matan Torah remains the same. The halacha does not change. That's the way the Torah was given.
Maybe it's not that they developed an immunity, it's that maybe we have antibiotics to.
There are many things like that. The halacha does not change because technology has changed, because Nishtana hateva, the people have developed immunities to different things. And when it comes to tchumin, it's a very big question mark. How does that tchumin is not a din d'oraisa? Tchumin is a takana d'rabbanan. How does that translate? The Gemara Beferish says that we're makel by tchumin. We're all these coolest. So maybe you're right. At Mistama, you're going to find a whole variety of different shitas. Halacha l'maisa, how we paskin. Okay, let's go weiter. So that's what it means over here. I told you only for the sake of time, but English is going to show you. So I told you one of two perushim in Rashi. The other perush is pretty similar. I told you the second perush in Rashi. Okay, what it means, Mavlioi, the mountain in the way, but the first perush is very similar to go weiter. Yigilaha Mavlioi, v'choizah midasi, so Mavlioi, you swallow the mountain, v'choizah. V'choizah means go back where you came from, l'midasi, l'vad, provided that when you make this measure, shlo yetzei chutz litchum, so you have to go down south or down north, don't, excuse me, leave your original tchum. What happens if you can't swallow it? Because, like we said, because you have to leave the tchum. So what do you do in that situation? Or to be more precise. You can't go there. I'm sorry. There's another solution. Okay, I told you lose. Not necessarily. Okay, it's machloek. It's according to the Kametz Mashmo, you can't. But according to Rabbi Dostai, Bar Yanai, there's another solution. Yishum Rabbi Meir, Shemati Yishum, Mekadrin Beharim, Mekadrin Midim, means you drill a hole through the mountain. What does that mean, you drill a hole through the mountain? So the Gemara will explain this means. You don't use a rope of 50 amos, you use a rope of dalid amos. And how do you do this? You stand, you hold the rope high. I guess you have like a leveler, you have some type of leveler, and your friend holds the rope by his feet. In other words, you go up the mountain, right? You think of going up a mountain, I'm holding the rope, I'm on the bottom of the mountain, or a bottom section, I'm holding the rope here, and my friend is up the mountain, a little bit up, and he's stepping on the rope. And I'm holding the rope. And there's a little leveler on the rope that says that it's exactly level. So by doing this, what have we accomplished? We keep on repeating this process over and over and over. And by doing so, we're ignoring the slope. We're just counting the level section. Now, it's a very tedious process, because until now, it was very easy. You just count level ground, 50 amos in one shot. That one big shot, you knock it off, 50 amos. If the mountain's in the way, so go down. So just get away from the slope. Just keep on moving down.
Square root of 3 less.
I'm not good with numbers. You're going to confuse me with facts. Don't confuse me with the facts.
side of the triangle.
Right. We're only going to find exactly.
You're going to gain a little bit.
We have a technique. No, you're going to gain. Right. No, you're going to gain everything. Not a little bit. You're going to gain everything. It's the same technique. Because you're going. You're doing it perfectly level. You're making sure that you're only measuring the parts that are exactly level. So you're gaining. It's equivalent to going to the side of the mountain. The only reason why you couldn't go down to the side of the mountain was because Marasayan. So because the Mara sign problems are different, you got to go over the mountain. Going over the mountain, so we're giving you a technique, a simple, forget about any fancy mathematical formula, trigonometry. You're going to figure out how to go, knock off all the whole slope. Just simple. Take a little teeny measurement, take a little rope of 4 amas, and there's 2 people, and you'll measure in bits and pieces. 4 amas is 6 to 8 feet. Count on the tiles, 6 tiles. And you'll measure little bits and pieces, and you'll hold it on by your feet. He'll hold it high up, and you have a little leveler, and you'll only measure the part that's perfectly level, so you're going to gain the slope. Even though on Shabbos when you actually walk, you're really walking a lot more than, like in our example, you're really walking 500 amos, but it's only going to count as 300 amos in our example. You're going to gain 200 amos. Every case is different. But I'm saying is another technique according to Rabbi Dostai. Now, I think the Gemara talks about it, because Rabbi Dostai says, Bizu Mishum Rabbi Meir, it's mashma, not everyone agrees if you can use this technique. I'm not sure if everyone agrees to this technique. According to Rabbi Dostai and Mishum Rabbi Meir, Shamati Shemekadrim Beharm. Okay, so I have the basic Yesodos of the Mishnah. We have over here the basic, pretty much 3 cases. We have the case when we have a valley or a goder, which is less than 50, just take the rope and just go on top or on the surface. If it's in the way, you go down. If it's too far to go away, then use the rope of Dal Ramas. We have this unique expression that appears in Shas, pretty old, not so every here and there. Shemikadrin beharim, you can make a drill through the mountain, this expression, which means use a rope. It's equivalent to drilling through the mountain. It's not mamish, but by using the rope of Dalai Lama to make these small measurements, it's the same thing. Next, how do we know that we use the rope of 50 amos? All comes down to the Mishkan. The Mishkan was, what was the dimensions of the Chatzar Mishkan? 100 amos by 50 amos. When you square the rectangle of 100 by 50, what do you get? 70 and 2/3 amos by 70 and 2/3 amos. We have 100 amos in length, 50 amos in wide. If Rashi Navchav Gimel makes the calculation, he shows the modern math and this Rashi's math. But Rashi shows the results are the same, that when you take a rectangle that's 100 amos long and 50 amos wide and you make it into a square, you'll get 70 and 2/3 amos. So this was already discussed in Daf Chaf Gimel on the base, because the Gemara there is bothered. Why does the Pasuk say Chamishim Bachamishim? When the Torah describes the Mishkan, it says it's 100 amos long, Me'a Ama Bo'erech. And the width is Chamishim Bachamishim. The word Bachamishim is superfluous. The Chamishim Reichaf. Why does it repeat the word Bachamishim? So the Gemara made a drasha. There's an extra word Chamishim. It's a drasha, an extra word to tell you how to square off when you want to deal with Shiurim of extensions for the Ibor of the extension of a city. The extension is the square of the rectangle of the Mishkan, which is 70 and 2/3 amma. So here the Gemara is taking that same exact part, that same exact extra word, and making a different drasha, telling us that when you measure the tchum of a city, you shall measure in units of 50 amos. It's a drasha. It's a drasha which is hard to really relate. What's the shaykhis to the Mishkan? I don't know. I'm sure there's some deep depth to this. I don't know what. But we're extracting an extra word in the Torah with a soup that is superfluous for a drasha, that the span of the rope that you use to measure the Tchum Shabbos shall be done in measurements of 50 amos. The verse Kasha, but this pasuk already is used, occupied. We've already used this word, this drasha, for a different drasha. But we need this for another drasha. Little chamishim l'sad chamishim. That take away 50 and take away 50 from the. In other words, you have 100 by 50. So take away 50, and now you're left with the box of 50 by 50, and take those that extra 50 and make and surround the 50, which basically means square out a rectangle of 100 by 50. How do you square out in a visual form? You know, there's mathematics. The Gemara is it's a very interesting idea. The Gemara is very visual. The Gemara is telling you have a box, a rectangle 50 by 100. So cut that box into half and leave it with 50 by 50. And then take the remaining 50 and slice it into strips, into little strips, and put a little strip here, a little strip there, a little strip there, a little there, a little there, until you run out. And then when you run out, you'll discover that your width and length of your new box is 70 and 2/3 amos by 70 and 2/3 amos. And of course, you can do this mathematically, but the Gemara is an expression of the Gemara. The Gemara likes to impress upon you the idea in a visual form. So the basic point is we already need this word for a different drasha. It's not available to teach us the halacha that a robe should be 50 amos. So, the base is still extra. The pasuk wants to make one drasha. It can say in the pasuk, orech echotzer ne'a bo amo. The length is 100. The roichav, the width, chamishim, chamishim. Why did it say chamishim ba chamishim? The base is also extra for a drasha to teach you a second drasha to use shoba 50 amas. My chamishim ba chamishim shemat mina tarti two drashas. Next, lo yevchus lo yevchus lo yevchus. Turn the brayso lo pachus. What's the reason? Not less than ne shemarbe. If the rope is less than 50 amas, you have a yetzahara to pull it. Okay, you ever have a tug of war? You ever have a tug of war? Who's listening to a tug of war? How many years ago did you have a tug of war? You go to camp? So if the rope is less than 50 amas, then you have a yetzahara that you'll pull the rope too tight. Am I pulling you too tight? You're going to stretch the rope. So you're going to fool yourself. You're going to think you're only walking 2,000 amas. You're really walking 2,010 amas, 5 amas, because you've pulled the rope too tight too many times. Don't use a rope that's more than 50 amas. Why? Because then you're cheating yourself. You can really walk more. You're really only walking 1,900 amas, 1,950, 990 amas. Because when you made the measurement, you cheated yourself, you did not pull it tight, because the rope sags when it gets too long. Well, yes, because then you might it sags. What type of material do you use for a rope? Probably can't find even ropes made today from these materials. My aspikima, what in the world is this material? Aspikima, Amar Abba, Nargila. Okay, everyone knows what it is now. So the Gemara says, my Nargila. What is Nargila? Even the Gemara didn't know what it was. Amar Yaakov, Dikla Dichad Navra. Oh, now we know. You know what this means? A palm tree of one Navra. I don't even know what is in one Navra. It means
palm tree with single vine growing around it.
A single vine, so it's a siv hagadol muskal siv hadekel. It's a certain type of palm tree, which has siv. Siv means bast. That's it's a certain type of bark in between the bark and the wood of the tree. There's a certain type of material which was peeled from within the bark and was used to make ropes. They would weave it together. It's a hard material. It's smooth, it's pliable, so it's very ideal for a rope, because a rope needs to bend. And when something bends, there's always a danger that when something bends, it's going to crack. So you need something which is, and today, you know, you have a technology, so you have all these materials, you know, they can do anything today. But in those times, where are you going to find the material that's strong, that when you bend it, won't crack? Not so easy to find such a material. Where they found it? Inside the bark of this palm tree. Not every other tree. Most trees, it's too soft. It just cracks. It just dissolves. Some trees, it's too hard. It cracks. It's the perfect type of material to use the rope. Dikla d'chad navra, a palm tree of one vine. Is that how it's a vine? Is that how it's it? In the art school? Of one vine. Okay. Some say mayas. Some say mayas bakima. What is this aspakima? Omar Rabbi Ami Omar Nargila. Same thing as said before is Nargila. Rabbi Yaakov Omar. So over here, the only difference is the names. Who's saying what? Before the Gemara says Rabbi Abba. Before in the previous Gemara, Rabbi Abba said Nargila. My aspakim am Rabbi Abba Nargila. My Nargila am Rabbi Yaakov Diklut Chad Navra. So here in this version, either my aspakima. Rabbi Abba Amar Nagila, Rabbi Yaakov Amar, Dikla Dechad Nava. So it appears that in this version, it's a different type of rope. Okay, I don't know what it is. We don't know what it is because in this second version, the Gemara does not say my Nargila. Nargila is Dikla Dechad Nava. In the second version, it's two different types of materials, and the Gemara is not defining for us what is Nargila. So it's a big mystery to us. Maybe you'll find some scientists that will tell us what it is. Find some dictionaries, we'll find what it is. But basically, we have two different gersois in the Gemara. According to the first gers, the Gemara is teaching us what Nargila is by telling us it is Dikla Dechad Nava. According to the second version, the Gemara is not telling us what Nargila is. And there's a machlokes. One Amora says it's Nargila, and the second Amora, Rabbi Yaakov, says it's Dikla Dechad Nava of one vine, a certain type of palm tree which produces one vine. Okay, it's a palm tree which is a vine, whatever this means, a certain variety. It appears that a certain variety of palm trees, which the bast, the sieve that grows underneath, is perfect for ropes. Right. Really, the best thing would be a chain from iron. That's the ideal thing to use for measuring. But the Torah reveals to us that you should use ropes. Because it says, by the Beis HaMikdash, it says by Zechariah. Zechariah was measuring the Beis HaMikdash. He saw a vision of the Beis HaMikdash. And he saw, I read the pasuk is Vo'esa Einai Vo'eri V'inei Ish Uviyodin Chevel Mida, a rope used for measurement. So since we have a makar mida, measurement, in connection with chevel, a shalshele shel barzel is not a chevel. It's not the translation. So we have to follow Tanakh. And since in Zechariah, the Nevi'im, it says that a mida is associated with a chevel,
why would the barzel be better? Because it's like perfect?
It appears so. It appears so. It doesn't stretch, and it doesn't shrink. What? I guess it may be 50 amos. Maybe you have the same issue of 50 amos. Maybe we can adjust the measurement to a perfect that's not going to sag when you pull it tight. I don't know the answer. I don't know. I guess there's no chashash in the material itself of expanding, of expanding and shrinking.
They use the rope because it'll be a kabbalah tumah otherwise.
Whatever it is, I don't know. Whatever the reason is, you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe that's the reason why they use chevel. It's not mekabel tumah. You're right, but maybe not. It's a kli. Once a chevel is a kli, it's mekabel tumah. I don't know. But whatever it is, we have a makor in the vein that the chevel mida. Memela mayomer manase shari emer tori. But via the chevel mida. Oh, Yaksim says in the pasuk, but it says by Yecheskel when he saw the base, his vision, he saw uviyad ish kone hamid Eliyahu Hanavi or the Malach was showing Yecheskel the base. And there it is a stick, not a chevel. So just like in Yechezkel, he used sticks, a yardstick. So maybe the way we should measure is yardsticks, not using our ropes. No, there, if you look carefully in Yechezkel, they were showing him the measurements of the gates, not of the actual dimensions of the mikdash. And therefore, your gate, okay, then you can use a stick. When you want to measure an expanse, a span, an air land, then we follow Navi Zechariah. It has to be made from rope. There are three different types of materials. Number one is megeg. What is megeg? Megeg is, I forgot, what does Rashi say? Megeg? Does Rashi say megeg? Lefi she'ena mekabelos tumah she'yikol ma'isa parbetara. Okay, Rashi doesn't say, he just says yoinek, some French word. Ace hey, it says reed, gena, reeds. It's some type of reed. Okay, it's a reed. Let me see what it says over here. I forgot what I prepared. Let's see. Over here it says that Nege is Kate Sweets from the seashore. Okay, you go to the sea and you take some material that grows along the seashore. That's called Nege. Shel Netzer. Netzer pretty much is made from Arava, willow trees. Okay? Aravos. And they take this Rashi, Arava, Klufa. Okay? Lushnachin Yitzuri Dekel Musiv. Other parish learned that Netzer, second parish, is pretty much what we learned above. It means the bast, the bark, inside the bark of a palm tree. So according to this version, it would be the same thing that we said above. First version of Rashi, it's a whole different din. It's willow, arava. You take an arava, you cut it into pieces, and they make out of it ropes. They make ropes out of aravas from the Hashanas. And according to the second version, is what we said before. The shel pishtan flax, the Gemara says, shel megeg, lepara. The para aduma was tied up. When they burnt it, they tied it. When they carried it, they tied it. Now, why was the part that was tied up? They didn't want the makabal tumah, what you said. They don't want the makabal tumah. Therefore, they use reeds. And these reeds, they made into some type of rope, which was not makabal tumah. And that's what they use for the para aduma. Next, bitnan. Kaftoisa b'chevel ha-negeg, they would tie up the para on a rope of negeg, which is not mekabel tumah, v'nasnu al gav ha-marachasa, and they would burn it on the fire, they would burn it on harazesim in preparation to make the paraduma. Next, shel netzarim, l'soita. What does that mean? They're talking about the mission of Yachakach, maybe Chevel HaMitzri. They're being a Chevel, this is what we call the Chevel HaMitzri, was made from Aravos. The Koysher Lamalami Dadeha. Why? Because they would take the Soita and they would be Mevazer by ripping her clothing. So they did not want her clothing to fall down. So they tied a rope around the upper part of her body. So when they ripped her clothing would not fall to the ground. What type of rope did they use? They use a Chevel Shel Netzer, which we're calling here Chevel HaMitzri. And Chazal tells because she behaved like an Egyptian woman. And Mitzrayim was the Ervas Haaretz. It was the place of Arayos, of Erva, and therefore she behaved in a fashion that resembles the way they behave in Mitzrayim. Therefore, it was part of the Bezoyim when they took her and they were going to rip her clothing to mevaza her and to make sure the clothing would not fall to the ground. They tied around her body a chevel hamitzri, which is called Netzer. Shel Pishton. Oh, so here we have Chiluk Gideus. Linen was lemedida for measuring the Tchum Shabbos. So what do we learn here? Machlekes Amarayim, what type of rope do you use? According to the first Shikta, what so we use, we have Lamaskan, three different things. Lamaskan, there's only a trivia, you learn that trivia, it's Hashom, but you go through more, what's the bottom line today's daf? This is the summit. There are three different types of material, that three different opinions, what type of rope was used to make rope for measuring. First opinion was Nagira. What was the word? Nagila. The second version was, some say the same is Dikla de Chad Navra. And the third opinion is Pishtan. A Chevel Shol Pishtan was used to measure the 50 Amos for the Tchum of the city. Next. Hayamad Vigia, you reach a guy. Midatani Choyzer Lemidosai. Now you reach a mountain. And then it says Choyzer Lemidosai. Michlal, the main Yachalavliyoy, Hoyloch Lamokam Shiachalavliyoy, Umavliyoy. So this means, since it says Choyzer Lemidosai, let's say you reach a place that you can't, the Ein Yochalavli, because the guy, the valley, or the god there is larger than 50 Amos. So it's not going to help. You can't stand on one end and put the rope in two different ends because it's both of the Amos. Then Choylech, then you're allowed to travel up or down, away from this guy or this mountain, l'makom sheyochol lihavliyoy, anum avliyoy, and then you swallow it, v'tsoifeh, and then you gaze keneged midos, so where you came from, l'chayzeh, and you return. Okay, so that's you just continue an area like in our example over here. You come, you're measuring 50 amos. Right, and now you come to a place where you can't, this area from here to here is more than 50 amos. So what do? So just go down. You go down, and you keep on counting. And then when you finish, you just return where you came from. Just avoid teaching a Musa, teaching a Musa Haskin in life. When you come in conflict with someone that's greater, just don't engage. Don't engage your enemy. The Har is the Yetzirah. The Bar is the Yetzirah. Just go around. What do you need to get into trouble? Chayzer, the tsoife kinegan midas of the chayzer. Tani tanin lochad rabbanon. Hayimoyd v'yigila hamid l'gaya yochal avliyim bechevel shel chamish mama mavliyoy. If you can swap on the love, if not, he'll come to shechal avliyim mavliyoy. V'tsev chayzer l'midas of the gaya mokum. New case. Now here we come to a new situation. Let's say the guy was mokum, was bent. So that even if you're going makdir v'oyle makdir v'yoreid, so then you have no choice but to do what we learned in the Mishnah of the Kadrin. Makdir v'oyle makdir v'yoreid higina. Let me explain what this means. Okay, let's give what it means. It's mokim. Mokim means, maybe let me just take this Rambam. Hilk Rambam. Okay, so we have over here a situation like this. Okay, we have here a situation where you're trying to measure 2,000 amos, right? And here's their city. You're going, oh, after you come ready, 500 amos, you're in trouble. So what are you going to do? I'll go down. But if I'm going to go down, I'm not going to solve my problem because it's okum. Meaning no matter how far down I go, No, I'm sorry. Here, this is what it means. Here's what it means. Let me take a step back. What was our last case? You come and you have the mountain. It's in the way. So what do you do? No problem. Just avoid it. Go over here, and then you go back and you're finished. Problem is, in this situation, even if I go over here and I keep on going past the mountain, there's another mountain over here. See, the mountain is Okum. So when I finish getting over here to 2,000 Amos, I can't go back. See, on Shabbos, what do I want to do? On Shabbos, I want to walk straight. From here, I'm going to go down the mountain, go all the way until, let's say, the shul is over here. All right, that's why I want to go on Shabbos. I got to know, is this shul within the Tchum? Yes or no? I got to know what to do. So, I can't measure it going in the mountain, the valley, because there's a slope. I'm gonna get cheated. So what was the solution? The solution was, okay, so just avoid the mountain, go down here, stop, you come over here, stop, and just move down, and continue where you left off. Okay, I continue where you left off, I keep on going, okay, 2,000 amos. Problem is, I can't get back here. Why can't I get back here? Because I don't know how many amos I have left. In other words, I start over here. So I went down over here, let's say 500 amos down this way. I have to be able, when I come back here, to go 500 amos to match where I've come from. You see the problem? I'm starting here. I come to the city over here. Let's go with a simple case. Let's do halacha lemaisa. I'm starting here. I go 500 amos here. Oh, I got a mountain. I got a problem. What do I do? Okay. So let's just go down the mountain. But as we go down the mountain, we have to be very careful to measure how far down the mountain we're going. So I travel down the mountain, and it's 200 amos. Okay, very good, 200 amos. Okay, so let's continue where I left off. I went 500. I'll go now another 1,500. 2,000 amos. How many amos did I go down here? What did I say? What? 500. So now I'll go 500 amos up. And that's going to be now, I know I'm exactly on Shabbos, I can walk from here to here because I went here 500, I went down 500, I went here 1500, I went back up 500 amos. But what happens if this mountain is stuck in the middle? And it goes down or it goes up. So when I start over here, I'm stuck, right? 500 amos. I go down here 500 amos. I go 1500 amos. I want to come back to over here. But I can't come back to over here because there's no way for me to measure. If I go around, it's Marasayan. So what am I going to do now? A whole new case. We learned this in the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah. You got a problem. So you got a problem. We have a solution. You walk around the mountain. And if the mountain is so far down, oh, then you're in trouble. Then we have to do, we have to take the little rope of Dalaramas and do Mikadrin. New case. I go around the mountain and I go, can I count my 1500 Amas? And I'm done. Everything in the Shalom Ali, I'm done. Now I just want to go back in. I want to go back in to tie up the loose ends so I know exactly. But I can't do a precise measurement because here it was 500 Amas flat. And here it's going to be 500 Amas on a slope up and down. So I can't do a precise measurement. So what am I going to do? You got a big problem. So maybe I should be Mekel, I should go outwards. No, that's all part of the Mar sign. So in this situation, the only solution is forget about. Don't even go around. Right from the very beginning, take out the little measuring rope of Dalet Amos and do the technique called Mikadrin. Okay, this is a very important Gemara. New little shtickle. A lot of lumbus in this little shtickle.
Mikadrin you would use to the second mail also.
No, you don't even bother. Once you have to already do Mikadrin, don't bother with the second. Just do Mikadrin already straight. If you already have to do Mikadrin, forget about going to the Mikadrin over here.
You do Mikadrin on the first mountain.
You're done.
And let's say you come up 500.
You're going straight. You do Mikadrin straight, you'll get you over here.
To the end of 2000. Yeah, you do it to the end of 2000.
Yeah. You just do Mikadrin all the way straight. Okay, let's see inside. So we have that's what it means. The vada was mu'ukim, wraps all the way around. Next, now we come to new halacha. New halacha we didn't learn yet. You come to a wall, okay, you're measuring, and you got a real wall. Not a pile of rubble. Big, tall wall, right? So I start over here, I go 2,000 Amos. Oh no, there's a wall. What am I going to do now? I can't get to the wall. Now, I really don't know, on Shabbos somehow, I don't know what you're doing on Shabbos. Maybe on Shabbos you climb over the wall. Maybe you climb the ladder. Could be, there's a ladder. You climb up and you climb down. How do you measure, though, the wall? So maybe we'll take two sticks, right? If you want to go measure, we'll take a stick here and a stick there, and you measure the distance of the wall. Here's a tremendous chesh, you're not mechuyif. This is the only case where you're not mechuyif to measure. You approximate. How big already is the door? Is the wall? The wall is about an amma, 2 amas. It's good enough. Since the halacha is a dindra ban, in this instance, Chazal will make them, they allowed you to approximate the thickness of a wall. Every other situation was so makbid, the ropes are 50 amas, don't stretch. So it's a tremendous chiddush. So don't 50, because it shouldn't stretch, it shouldn't sag, and it comes to a mountain, the kadr. But when it comes to a wall, then you have the guy that's okum or nachmo, the whole story. But we have a wall that's stuck right in the middle, and I'm assuming that on Shabbos, when you're going to travel, there's a ladder, right? There's a ladder you climb on top of the wall, go up the wall, and down the wall. But now, to actually measure the distance, just measure until the wall, measure after the wall, and approximate how big is the wall. Is the wall an amma? Is it three quarters of an amma? Is it 2 ammas? And that is sufficient. Don't say you shall yikoyf hakoysel. Drill a hole in the wall and put the rope through the wall. We'll do some technique where you take a stick and you hold one end to the other end and make a precise measurement. Ella, oimdoy the hoylechloy. It's enough to make an approximation. Of anantam, we learned in the Mishnah mavliyoy v'chayzel midasay. Oh, but we learned that you should mavliyoy. We learned that it's not when it comes to wall. You should make a. When it comes to a kaisa, you swallow it, which means you take the sticks. The Gemara says ha necha tashmishte. It all depends if you're able. Look, Rashi explains the necha tashmishte noyach lehiluch ketzas. When we learned that when you're in a situation we have an impediment, like in the Mishnah, a valley or a god there, a heap of rubble, we learn mavliya. Mavliya means you stand on one side, the other one's on the other side, and you take a rope that's 50 amas and you measure. That's only where it's noyach. That's the only time you're allowed noyach tashmishte. But hocha loy nicha tashmishte Rashi, because here it's a solid wall. You can't ascend. So l'chor da will be noyach tashmishte. A type of wall where it slopes gradually. Rashi hocha because zokof yoyse midai dekein dlo yichazil hiluch. We don't take into consideration its slope, we just make an evaluation. Okay, so we'll stop here.